Hello, everybody. You are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I am sitting in my tiny West Town apartment with...
Esmeralda Liam.
I think tiny West Town apartment is part of the catchphrase, or like my normal intro.
I wanted to use it in the PR things, actually.
From a tiny West Town apartment?
Yes.
That's not bad. That sounds like the start of a play.
Or something like that.
Or what?
In the about
section. In the about. I've been having fun with words.
So-and-so and so-and-so do this podcast from the tiny West Town apartment.
Maybe we're writing it right now. Okay, so there's been a if you do listen to the show, you'll have noticed that there's been an absence of shows.
Yes.
How long has it been?
I don't know.
We posted one.
You tell me.
It's been at least 10 days since we posted one. It's been a while since we recorded one, and the main reason is for that is because we're showing some films at the Hungry Brain, and usually we show other people's films. These are our films. These are the films that I make. And everyone in this room helps out with, and that's what I've been doing for the last 10 days, and quite extensively, and we now have help for the show as well.
We do.
We have two ladies helping out with the show.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds sexy.
It's empowering.
It is. Girl grill power.
we're surpassing guys now at this point.
Oh, it's great.
Because it's finally. 3-2.
Who are the two? Kevin and me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else?
Why did you laugh? It could have been Ben.
Ben
works out with the show.
Okay, we're equal now. 3-3.
No, because Ben is more of the production film side than the actual podcast.
All right, then.
Now I'm splitting hairs. It's getting annoying
already.
Now
we got 3-2.
Yeah. This is great. So now there are more females than males that are part of this podcast, and that is so important.
We're going to design the website pink.
Please do.
Although none of us like pink, probably.
Great. So. Do we have to give money to breast cancer research?
You should.
Could you just walk it off?
Because males get that, too.
Breast cancer?
Yeah.
Only fatties.
I think you can get it regardless. You still have pecs and things there.
I wonder how many men die of breast cancer but don't know they have died of breast cancer or have breast cancer. Because how many guys go to the doctor for a mammogram or whatever?
I think that's the issue.
Do males get mammograms?
No, I don't think you... Although, if you do have
big ones...
Why not?
If you got titties, you can get a mammogram.
Yeah, if you do, you probably should, I think. I would think so.
Should or
could. That's extra stuff in there that you should probably be watching out for.
Yeah. Whenever I think of man breasts, I think of like chicken sandwiches inside of a man.
Oh, gross. I like chicken sandwiches.
Not chewed up like a McDonald's.
Because that makes a difference.
Yeah,
chewed
it's
up,
not
chewed up.
Totally. It's like they're intact chicken sandwiches and like the lettuce has fallen out.
Or cutlets.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. I don't know why I think of that.
That's what they call those inserts.
Cutlets?
For chicks. Because they look like chicken cutlets.
Like the inserts, like for a dress or actual breast implants?
They're usually skin colored. They come brown
okay.
and
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, so
they look like chicken cutlets.
Yeah, I love when I see those. When a girl's bending over, she doesn't realize they're blatantly showing. Because you're never looking like, ooh, them titties. And they just, no, it always is random. And it's always great. And I feel like I'm in grade school again.
I think that's I think they're kind of gross. Because they are literally just cut, like, you shove them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not part of the bra. You shove them
on great.
Top
it's
of it.
It's so great. I love it.
And there's no tape or anything. So they could really fly out at any moment.
And they do sometimes. It's
great. And that's
great.
So bad. Just get a push-up bra.
That's one of the good things about working at a bar. You see things like that.
You see chicken cutlets?
Yeah, I love chicken cutlets.
You should say something about no outside food. Or something. Some clever
That's good.
Food joke.
I'd like to apologize to all my friends.
All the ladies who wear chicken cutlets.
Oh, the cat knocked something over. All right. I'd like to apologize for not chicken cutlets, but for speaking like Marty DeRosa for the last 2 weeks. Marty DeRosa is in... Marty DeRosa is a great Chicago comic. If you've been to the Hungry Brain at a comedy show, you've probably seen him or at least heard about him. He's really funny. He's in one of the films that we're showing next Monday night, Monday, June 14th at the Hungry Brain. It's called Look at Things and Try New Drinks. Marty is one of two people in the film. It's Marty and our friend Sabina, who's been in the other two films. Marty has a very specific way of talking.
I guess so. I guess he has a catchphrase.
Kind of, or we have given him a catchphrase, and I've been saying it, not realizing why I've been saying it, because I've watched so many takes of the film and edited it.
Because you've been around him too
long. I haven't been around him. I've been around footage of him. I think I fall in love with everybody right now, specifically cutlets. So I've been saying, there's a real something. That's totally Marty DeRosa. I'd like to apologize to Marty DeRosa, and we should make Marty DeRosa a t-shirt that's real Marty DeRosa.
But you have to say it's getting real.
It's getting
Marty
real, Marty
DeRosa
in here. Yeah. So sorry, Esmeralda.
You know what he should do is he should really copyright that. Put the little TM or whatever.
He should, but won't.
It's like a that's hot type of thing.
Yeah. I heard the cat like...
I think your cat's like, jealous.
Hey, Mao!
He wants to be the center of attention.
It's getting real annoying because you're a cat.
In here.
In here. We're devolving. My girlfriend is in D.C. I've been talking to the cat a lot, and now I'm doing it on the show with company.
That's not good. That I do not that. Good.
You talk to the cat?
I talk to my cat.
How often do you talk to the cat? Like hourly, daily?
All the time. I don't know. I make comments at it.
What do you say? Give me a normal comment.
Oh, I call her fatty.
Is she fat?
Yeah, she's
you
huge.
You feed her. It's your fault.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take the blame.
But yeah, the cat's...
But I still call her fat. She can call me fat, too, if she wants.
Speaking of...
She can't talk.
Well, she can. You just don't understand the language.
I guess. But yeah,
does it
talk
make
to
noise?
Her, what? Oh, yeah, she does.
Well, then that's talking,
she's
right?
Been annoyed because I've been in her space lately. Well, because I'm unemployed.
There so it is.
I'm hanging around too much for her liking, I think.
Everyone hire Esmeralda and she'll
so
get real Esmeralda in here.
I don't talk to my cat anymore.
So we'll just steal Marty DeRosa catchphrases. Come to the brain Monday, June 14th, the first of many plugs. I am so sick of everyone that I know because of these films.
That's great to hear.
Isn't
thank
it?
You very much.
I know. You're fine.
Everyone
you're fine.
Appreciates you as well.
I know. They're so everyone's donating their time and everything, but I just so...
And you're sick of us.
I'm so
great.
Angry and sick of all of you.
That's okay. You should take a vacation.
From what?
From all of us somehow.
I love doing this, but geez, actually, you're fine. You and John
okay,
are
thanks.
Fine. But Kevin and Ben
you should
and all
take
these
like
guys,
a mini vacation.
Oh my God, I want to stab him in the
just
face.
Just go to the park for a few hours one
that
day.
That would just make me angrier that we're not working on stuff.
No, but after it's all done.
No. It's
all right
not
then.
Close
keep
to
living
done.
With your nightmare.
It is. It's a wonderful nightmare, though. I just. It's just close quarters or something like that.
Yeah. You get cabin fever or whatever.
Very much so. Very much so.
In the
so.
Summer.
But I would like to thank them for helping out. I do hate you right now.
Okay.
It's completely
that's totally
irrational.
Fine.
It's totally irrational. No, you're good. I don't hate you. I hate those guys.
Okay, you're talking to the audience.
Talking to the audience. Okay. Audience, I hate you right now. I appreciate you listening.
But keep listening.
It's totally my fault. I brought this upon myself,
you
literally.
Did.
In a week, I'll be very happy with everybody. But until we're done, which we're not done, that's why I'm so frantic right now.
All right.
Isn't it fun?
You really show your franticness.
Do we?
No, you don't.
I think I do.
You seem very calm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Let's do a podcast.
I don't know. I'd imagine you biting your nails.
I do.
Just
look at my nails. Have you ever looked at my nails?
No.
They're awful.
I don't really care to.
Really? I don't like. They're not bleeding right now.
I know, but right now, that means they do?
Because I bite them all
oh,
the
that's
time.
Sick.
It's not sick.
That
I don't
is
eat
sick.
Them.
Yes, but you bite them to the point where they start bleeding.
Not all the
might
time.
Might as well just cut yourself.
I don't. That would, I can't really do that on a train.
Cutting yourself?
Yeah.
It's not socially acceptable.
Yeah.
But, you know, biting your nails until you bleed is totally fine.
It's not till I bleed. It's biting my nails and, oh, I'm happy to be biting them too fat,
oh,
far.
God, sick.
It's not sick. Why is that sick? I've never understood that. Eating boogers, fucking disgusting.
Because you're making yourself bleed.
It's an. It's
and you
not
know
intentional.
It's
no, you don't. It's very rare. It's like maybe 5% of the
yes,
time.
Yes, but you know you're going to bite them down and they're going to start bleeding.
They don't bleed all the time. It's very rare.
So this is it's a surprise when you start bleeding?
Yeah, it just means like I...
You didn't think, oh, because I've been biting my nails.
No, I don't like focus on a nail. Does this make sense?
No.
I go nail to nail.
I still don't understand it. I honestly think they're... I mean, you should know when to stop.
Well, I know when to stop. When it's bleeding,
apparently
I stop.
Not. Oh, that's when you know when
yes,
to stop.
Yes,
obviously.
There's
going.
No more nail left and I will stop.
God.
It's not bad. It really
that's
isn't.
Disgusting.
No, there are way worse things.
That is gross.
I don't think that's
gross. That is
gross.
No,
really? You've never seen me bite my nails?
Maybe, or I just thought you were putting your hands next to your mouth.
I could do both. Or in my mouth. No, really? You never noticed that?
No.
Oh, I'm awful with that. Let's talk about more of my grooming habits. You're getting rid of cable.
I am.
Okay, this is what I found very shocking. How long have you had cable?
Since I was 6.
And you've always had cable?
Yeah, I think
that's insane.
I've always had cable.
That's insane. You've had it for 21
yeah, even,
years.
Even living with other people and everything, I had cable.
That's why? Why did you need cable at 20, 21?
Why didn't I? What do you mean,
because
why?
Because you're 20 and you're 21, you're supposed to be going out and doing stupid things.
I did,
things.
But then I'd come home and watch TV.
You gotta watch Bravo at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Why?
It's awesome, because then you can watch all the TV and stuff
you
at 3 in the morning.
Yes, but...
It's my
the
friend.
Joy of 3 a.m. TV is to watch shitty infomercials you don't want to watch on network TV.
No, a lot of them are on cable.
So you had cable.
Cable ends.
I like to think that you had cable just so you can watch shitty infomercials.
Kind of.
Do you have premium cable?
I had to knock it down.
Wait. So. How long did you have premium cable in your life? Did you have it growing up?
No, I didn't have... Well, premium cable, in my mind, is like HBO,
yeah,
and all
Showtime.
That. No.
Okay.
Although we did have... My brother had one of those boxes that he bought.
Yeah?
That would steal the channels.
Was it good?
So, yeah, I did watch HBO and all that.
So that was high school or that was grade school?
Like junior high,
that
middle
junior
school.
High, until you moved to college.
Probably, yeah.
How was the reception on one of those? I was always wondering.
It was
about
great.
That.
We got pay-per-view.
You had pay-per-view?
Yeah, because it stole all the channels.
So you saw porno.
Yep. They had
really?
Porn. They had like the classy stuff and then the really dirty stuff.
What's the difference between the real dirty stuff and the real classy stuff?
The dirty
Is
stuff
one just
they
like
show
boobs and
they
butts?
Show wieners.
Like, do they show insertion?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
like,
that's
straight
the dirty
up
shit.
Porn.
Spice. The Spice Channel.
What about liquids? Were liquids flying freely?
I think so. Yeah, because it was just... It was
it's straight up porn.
It's straight up porn, but then there's Playboy,
which is
classy.
When that's just like boobs and butts.
Yeah, because
no
men that are watching it want to see wieners.
No men at all?
No, there is, but they don't want wieners.
So just man butt.
Yeah, probably.
I'm asking you.
And they
you.
Just show naked ladies.
I got that part. Well, naked or like...
Yeah, naked. Well, they're not like, spread them open.
There you go.
Because they're classy. It's
my mom used to say, you should be careful about girls in college and high school because they're all spread and ready like Miracle Whip.
Wow.
Yeah, because my mom's real crazy.
That's funny that your mom
didn't.
You know what?
Don't ever go to the bathroom with the priest and all the girls you know are spread and ready.
That's, you know what? That's fine.
No, it's really not.
I think it's fine
That's
because,
not at all.
Well, actually, it could either be a warning or it could be a great advice for you.
Or it could be a really awful suggestion. Go at it, son.
No, I know. That's what I'm thinking. It could
no,
be
it's
either
awful.
That way or it could be like, hey, you watch out for them loose chicks.
I think it was that, but I'm not completely sure.
But you could think of it as like, awesome,
there's loose
chicks everywhere.
Chicks, and I love Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip is gross.
Yeah, like those chicks that my mom wanted me to fuck in high school. So why are you getting rid of cable? Is it just a money thing?
It's a money thing, and I now am realizing I probably should get rid of it.
You should have gotten rid of it years ago.
Yeah, because I don't do enough stuff.
No, you don't. Thanks for helping
television.
Me for free all the time. But do you really blame the TV? Because wouldn't you just go on the internet more and watch TV that way?
No, because I don't do it now too much.
You don't watch internet? TV?
I do and I don't.
Internet TV, it sounds so old. Do you watch the internet TV? Do you watch the YouTubes? It's not funny, I apologize.
No, it's because it's like watching all the, you know, HBO shows, like True Blood and whatever the fuck else is on there. I can't watch them because I don't have the HBO, but, you know, you go online. But you just watch them in a big
HBO.
Hunk.
So, do you do the Hulu, like, I'm going to watch the entire season of Chuck in like 3 days type thing?
Yeah, no.
What do you mean, no?
Well,
just because you don't like the screen?
I get lazy and I won't. Like,
what?
I was supposed to watch... It took me like 3 years to watch Mad Men.
Really? Are you caught up yet?
Forever.
Are you caught up
yet? I finally am.
Good.
I finally am.
So let's have some late-breaking six-month-old news.
I know. See, that's what I mean. Like, it takes me forever, but I will eventually watch
it. Did you like
it.
When Don Draper angrily fingered his wife?
That wasn't his wife.
No, he was angrily fingering his wife. Betty fucks up when something, or she doesn't actually fuck up. Don just thinks she's fucking up. The cat's going crazy.
I don't remember that part. I remember he does that to that other lady, the mistress.
Yeah. I like when Don Draper angrily fingers someone.
Yeah, so it's been twice then.
At least twice.
Might have just not noticed.
Maybe
the first
in my
time.
Head, maybe in every scene, I think he's angrily fingering her, and that's why she
he
seems
technically
so dour.
Is fingering people with their. Your cat has
My
decided
cat
to have a freak
crazy.
Out right now.
Yeah, we start talking about Don Draper and he goes crazy. All right, so
he's a 60s man, is he?
Yeah, he likes
your
to.
Your cat.
He's angrily fingering something. It's getting real fingery in here, cat.
But yeah, I'm getting rid of it. But then I realized.
But you haven't yet. You told me this almost
a
month ago.
I haven't because.
Do you want
I
me
called...
to make that call?
No, let me tell you what happened. I called
mm-hmm.
and they told me because I'm in a package deal. Of internet and TV, it'll be more expensive if I get it a la carte.
Ooh, yeah.
So well,
why don't you just cancel
screwing me
why
over.
Don't you just cancel the entire thing?
Because I need my internet.
And get a different internet
be
service
caveman,
provider.
Then.
Why don't you just get Clear
that's,
or something
That's
like
what
that.
I have to do, essentially.
So why don't you just do that?
Oh, and I have to buy that converter
Wait, your
thingy.
Boyfriend is a smart guy. Why doesn't he just hack you a stolen internet? or stolen email. Fucking internet stolen password. Emails. I'm so tired.
I don't know.
It's he not hasn't that hard. It up. You just run the password unlocked for like a day, and you'll get one. And you live in a giant, like, not three flat building, so it shouldn't be that hard to have a signal near you.
I don't know. He hasn't brought it up.
You sound so childish when you talk to me sometimes. I don't know.
I don't. Well, he hasn't brought it up.
So. Why don't you bring? Why don't you
because
just? Do
I
it?
Don't know. I Look didn't know up. Until now.
You didn't know about that?
No.
Well, now you, the
I
more
don't
you
know these thieving ways.
You had a. You got to see dicks and butts.
Yeah,
growing
but I
up.
Didn't buy it.
You had a brother that did.
Well, yeah, see, he did it. I didn't. I wasn't like, hey, can you get me one of them boxes where I can see wieners and boobs.
You had, yeah, because he shared you his wiener and boob box. Making it real,
gross.
See? Making it real Marty DeRosa in here. I got to stop saying that.
But, yeah.
I'm sorry,
I'm
Marty.
Getting rid of it. I just have to figure out a way to... Because I want, like, regular channels.
You get
I'm not
regular.
A heathen.
I can't... You. This started out because she sent me a message. How do I watch... How does the TV work if I don't have cable?
Well, yeah, because I remember in my parents' house, mm-hmm. if you just plug in the cable and there's no... Nothing?
Yeah.
Nothing shows up.
Yeah,
it's all
you need an
snow.
Antenna. You were a radio... You were a communications major in college.
This means I can talk good.
How, that's funny. How do you not know how an antenna works?
It's so much trouble.
It's really not. It's way older than cable. Way older than you. It's before Mad Men, for Christ's sake.
I'll get rid of it eventually, I guess.
TV or cable? At this point.
Cable.
Because if you get rid of cable, are you going to lose your TV too? Because you're just going to throw like food at the thing and yell at the cat?
What I'm going to do now, I think, is just get the really low one.
That's
not,
that's still cable.
I know.
Just get rid of it.
I know.
What the fuck are you watching?
But I don't want to pay so much.
Don't pay anything. Why is my voice is going higher and higher?
But I need to watch Top Chef.
Okay. what if
Although, you know what's funnier? Is John, my boyfriend, has really fancy cable at his house.
Aren't you moving
super
in with him
fancy
soon-ish
cable?
Anyways,
yeah, but you know what?
So you're not.
He's getting rid of it.
Is he really?
I'm gonna make him because I'm not paying that much money.
Why don't you?
That's
compromise.
Why I knocked it down.
Why don't you compromise and just get the most basic package at his house and get rid of both internet and TV at your current place and save up that money?
That's true, but I don't like going to his house.
Then why are you moving in?
Well, I would like to go there when all my stuff is there.
So what stuff? What do you have that's
and
not-
the fridge would be full.
Okay, that's
my
a-
big issue is there's no food ever there.
Why isn't
they
there
live
food
like
there?
Bachelors?
I don't get that. Yeah, but they're not bachelors and they're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I know
that young.
They live like dirty bachelors. It's gross. That's yeah. why I don't go over there.
When you say dirty bachelors, to a lot of people, that's like 1989 Pizza Hut boxes everywhere.
Yes, kind of. It's dirty in there. I don't like it.
It's every time
John
I've
tries
been there,
to clean it.
Every
but...
time I've been there, it's been clean.
Yeah, because there's always a party and he cleans before.
Mm.
He cleans before it, yep. So no one sees his dirty house.
I've been in there when it's not party nights and it's
he
been
cleans
clean.
It, and no one really lives.
Why don't
there?
You just invite
like
people over
home.
Nightly and then he'll always have it clean?
It's not my house.
It will just fucking do it. You've invited people here.
What?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make it better for you to invite people to John's house. Let's invite people to John's house now.
All right. Everyone go there now.
What's his address?
No, he's not there. I don't know.
You don't actually have to give it away. He lives above a bar, though.
Yes.
But he never seems to go to that bar. He goes to the Hungry Brain
yeah,
instead.
Yeah. We've never...
Great.
We've been there maybe three times.
It's not
total.
Bad.
It isn't,
it's
but...
It's not for me. Or
for
you,
some reason,
think.
We...
It's
always,
a German bar.
Yeah, it's always busy.
Yeah, it's a patio summery German bar.
It's not
a...
There's no patio.
No, they open the windows
yeah.
in the front, so it's like a... That, that's mm-hmm. summer drinking night is what I should say.
Yeah.
Why don't I use patio?
I don't know.
Oh, I know, because Jeez. In Look at Things and Try New Drinks, there's a shot on a patio.
Oh, boy.
There you go. I am Woo. Sick of this thing.
Out June 14th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the Hungry Brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where all the greatest of films are screened. In a bar.
Yes.
And I'm bartending that night, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, like most real directors. I hope, like, if I ever make it, I could tell these great anecdotes. Like,
yeah,
I was bartending at my premiere.
Well, that's the point.
But if I don't make it, it's really sad.
Yeah, I guess.
It's really sad. What,
but you
what's your glory
on the
days?
Side.
I was bartending.
You should really.
Films. Like, you couldn't even take the night off. I couldn't afford it. You fucking failure.
Well, think on the bright side and, you know, the day
think,
when you hit it big.
I don't think thinking on the bright side is going to change anything. I think making it, and when I say make it, I mean be able to pay for bills with this stuff.
But you should also think positively in the sense that you're going to make it.
Well, I obviously think something's going to happen.
Let's go.
Like, I'm going to talk like Marty DeRozan and yell at my cat. Like, I'm
see,
doing
but
now.
Something will happen could be something
that's
bad.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's true. Yes, but if something bad happens to me, then more people will probably see the films.
And you'll have a story.
You'll have a story. I'll be dead.
All right.
All right. Good times. What's your catchphrase if I die? All right. Good time.
All right.
That's not funny. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have put you on the spot like Great. That. It's kind of weird that we have that intern now.
I guess. I mean, I haven't really interned her. Oh, you know, had her do intern-like things yet.
No, it's great. We're going to... The reason why I bring that up is because one of the reasons why sometimes we don't have a show for so long is because I'm busy and you're busy and we focus a lot of our time on the live show, the live
you're
talk
busy.
Show. Well, I'm trying to make
I'm
you
not
busy.
Busy.
But you sound lazy. You're not lazy. Don't talk like that.
I'm not. I'm taking a vacation.
Didn't you? How long is it? How long is your staycation?
I'm taking a sabbatical.
From what?
From life.
That sounds really depressing.
That's why it's a sabbatical.
That's why you really need to get rid of cable.
Yeah.
Because it's just a vortex
of sadness. Taking a sabbatical on my couch.
Oh, God. Leave the fucking house, lady. You're bumming
me out.
My mom,
actually, today we were talking of money woes. And I was like, yeah, unemployment just, you know, it's enough, but it's not enough to, you know. And she goes, to do stuff to get out of the house. And I went, yeah.
Were you in your house?
Yes.
You have a cell phone. Were you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
While you made that call?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't have gone out to make that call. Even
Why?
In the park.
Why
to
would
get
I go outside?
Some fucking
it's
sun.
It's raining.
Okay, today it was raining. That's fair. But maybe just to get out.
It's cold out.
I like it. That's
it's
why.
It's chilly and
it's
rainy.
It's like October.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice.
It's the best weather.
I'd rather it be so I can wear summery outfits.
Ugh, summery outfits. I'm sick of your bullshit summery outfits. I think I'm reeling against the season right now.
But against summer?
Yeah, I'm not
see,
a fan.
See, but summer brings you people.
At the brain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
more likely than when it's 3-4 inches of snow.
Yeah, but those are really fun nights because zero. The people that are there for the whole night, which means they're drinking.
And then
we
they
have
get
a good
stuck
time.
There.
Oh, yeah, thanks to everybody that came out last night. It was a lot of fun. Did you have fun?
Yes.
With the Hungry Brain.
I know, that was just so very, like, yeah, yeah. Hey, by the way.
No, I forgot.
Like announcer
I
voice.
I forgot that happened. Ichin Quartet.
Because it was so crazy?
We were so busy the whole night. Ichin Quartet played and Dan Moore played, and they were both great, and thanks to them. To go check out their stuff. They've both been on the show, the music podcast. I know Ichin is. I'm pretty sure Dan Moore has been as well, so that's a nice little plug for those guys. What else do we have coming up at the Brain? We got the films on the next Monday, the Laughing Liberal after that, and then we have our talk show.
Yes.
The live talk show at the end of June.
With a talk show host.
Yeah. With the new host of the Late Live Show, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
I hope the world doesn't explode when you start talking to him.
Yep, it might. Because
it's like a talk show host within a talk show.
And then on one of our July dates, oh, here's another thing we didn't mention. We're going to bump up, the reason why we need another intern is, or we have this intern now, is because we're doing the live show twice a month now. And we're also going to start booking Tuesdays at the Brain in July and August.
Whoa, crazy times.
There's a lot of people that are going to be coming through, and I shouldn't be plugging the show so far in advance, but we just finalized the August 30th lineup today, and that's going to be a great show.
Yay.
That's Nathan Rabin from the Onions AV Club, James Fritz, friend of the show, and John Langford from the Mekons and the Waco Brothers, and
he's on Bloodshot.
He's on Bloodshot. Everyone knows. If you know country, alt country, early punk, specifically punk in Europe, you know who John Link is.
Mark the date.
Yes, mark the date.
Save
August
the date.
30th. So no, we have a lot of great shows. We have the guys from Film Spotting. Did I tell you this? I don't even know if I told you.
I just look on the website.
There you go.
YouMeTheMEverybody.com.
You're such a pro. Yeah. We got the guys from Film Spotting. So if you're a film geek like I am and you listen to that show on NPR, BZ in Chicago specifically,
Woo.
Come out to that show. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got Mike Stevens from Outside the Loop is going to be here. Is going to be there in July. Another talk show host.
We're getting real professional.
See,
here.
There it is. There it is. Let's do one more news story, and then we're going to call it a day, and Jason, the cameraman, director of photography, is going to pop over here. We're going to do some work, eat some food.
It's like you're telling them the rest of the day.
I'm trying to think of what I have
you're
to do.
You're not going
to
hear about
no,
this.
No, you're not going to
hear
about
it. You won't see it, but you know now what we're doing after this.
We're just going to do Marty DeRozan impressions for the next hour. We got to get those out of our systems. And then we got a lot of stories coming up, but I think that covers the fucking update. I feel bad for all the people that knew all that. But yeah, there's a lot more that's coming up. Music episodes are coming too.
It's exciting. It's an exciting time.
Yeah. It's here's some more free stuff I hope you like. That's what it really am
saying.
Yeah,
no, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
So you're getting rid of cable. what are you going to do to replace it? Are you going to watch less TV?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Really?
Figure it out when I get there.
I don't think you're going to get there because you don't have a plan at all.
Why do I need a plan?
Because you can't.
I can't just fly by the seat of my pants.
Because you tried to do that and it failed.
Didn't fail yet.
It didn't happen.
I just have to find a
How
thing.
Do you don't have to have
cable.
You don't have
provider,
to have the internet.
Or internet provider.
You don't have to. It'll make you leave your house every day.
Oh, I don't want to have to pay for a cup of coffee.
Oh my God. How much do you pay a month? And like $100 a month,
yeah,
right? So you pay $1.66 roughly a day for your internet.
But I like sitting on my couch and putting my feet on the coffee table.
You can still do that. You just won't be on
the
internet.
And then I get to watch TV while I do it.
Maybe you should leave the house. Are you kidding me? This is insane.
But then I'd be like those people that
yes,
sit in
social
coffee shops.
People that are happier than
they're
they
not
are.
Social. They sit in a coffee shop and stare at their computers.
Yeah, but I think they're happier than me and you sometimes. Well, just I you guess. Specifically. I'm getting judgy here.
Then I'd play.
You don't seem sad though.
Solitaire.
You'd play solitaire in public
at the Starbucks.
Yep.
Or the Caribou Coffee.
I don't like Caribou anymore.
I don't really care for either.
They're getting pushy there.
Pushy.
The one in Oak Park, we used to go to it like in high school all the time. And I went back to visit my ma, and they're getting real pushy in there. They're trying
what do you
to
mean?
Sell me mints. Sell me mints and extra creams and stuff.
Well, they have to.
They don't have to. Fuck.
No, they do.
Yeah,
they force them to.
The Walgreens on Chicago and the Brown Line, wherever the hell that is.
Mm-hmm.
I hate their clerks. Because it's a brand new, it's been like 6-7 months it's been open, maybe a little longer. They fucking push that daily deal. And it
yeah, well, they
bothers
have to.
Me.
It's like
no,
it's a jewel.
They don't. If I have headphones on and I'm shaking my head, no, don't fucking ask. You know the answer. And they don't ask at Jewel every time.
Yeah, but they go, do you want a daily do?
But I like when they go, I like when they go.
Or they just point at
they
it.
They point and they go, do you want, no, I understand. This is a horrible job. Let's move on. But two butterfingers, like, and they literally push you two butterfingers out. Fuck off, man. Fuck you, diabetic whore.
All right, well, maybe that's... Maybe
when
you
I say,
should say something.
What am
go,
I going to say?
Excuse me, sir.
I don't think I should say fuck
you're
you, diabetic whore.
You're being a little
whore.
Pushy.
It's
Hold
always,
off.
But they're not being pushy. They're being overly polite. It's like goddamn Pleasantville. That
You should look at their product. Like, when they push it to you, you look at it, and then you just go, I don't like this.
No.
And then just walk
No,
away.
Because that then encourages them, like, oh, I'm getting some feedback. No feedback is the best feedback they can get.
No, but maybe they would get rid of it.
No, they're gonna have a different goddamn deal every day.
Oh, but maybe one day there'll be a great deal and you'll take it.
No, I won't, out of principle.
But what if it's a great deal?
What's the great deal? What's the fucking
I don't know,
great deal?
A sandwich.
No, at Walgreens they don't have that possible. It's not like
at
mini
Walgreens?
Fridges. They don't have mini fridges at the register to have a sandwich.
True.
It's gotta be something relatively small.
Gum?
Fuck gum. What how cheap gum could I how It's 30 goddamn cents for 5 sticks
Not
of gum.
If it's Orbit.
Why the
Orbit's expensive.
So how
but
much
it's good.
How much is the Orbit's where it's making it worth it for me to like bite and say okay, you
Two
win.
For a dollar.
Fuck off. No. Free. And then I'm just punching people.
Yeah, what if one of these days I'll be like, this is free. And
then
you go,
that's
no!
not selling something. That's going here you go, not would you like.
What if it's a sample?
No, fuck you.
You never know. All these things that you're rejecting could be samples because you don't hear what they're saying.
I see.
And they're just pushing
it
at you.
There's a sign. I could see
okay.
it. And I'm not. Oh!
I kind of want to go there and see if they ask me. Or they just think you're a sucker and you'll take it.
I hate it so much.
Because, you know, sometimes if you get this vibe from someone, you won't ask them whatever you have
That's
to ask
That's what I'm trying
them.
To do.
But apparently, they see sucker.
I have a furrowed brow. I got an almost homeless beard because the Blackhawks are in the Stanley Cup Finals. I always look angry. You know that.
Yeah.
I have headphones on. I'm literally shaking my head back and forth.
Maybe
no.
they think they can change you.
Maybe one of those things. If I had one of those things, they could be like, oh, he's shaking his head no because he loves this song. Or maybe he just doesn't hear me.
No, I'm thinking they want to make your day brighter by giving you this deal.
No. and if anything, I just gravitate towards my irrational hatred of all things, which is awful. And then I decide I fucking hate Walgreens, but their deals are so much better than CVS.
Oh, of course. Although CVS has those... that money.
That's bullshit.
That comes out.
That's bullshit.
I used to get it all the time when I had to buy stuff.
I understand that, but...
And it's nice, because then you can go back and be like, look, I have money.
Yeah, I know. For those of you that don't know, really, how could you not know? It's CVS and the cash. It's awful.
What are they, bucks? CVS bucks?
Yeah, CVS bucks.
Although, Walgreens also has that.
Do they have that now?
Register rewards.
It's awful. Fuck that. Just getting it cheap. I like complaining. First world problems. Isn't this great? You know, this is why I live in the Midwest. No tornadoes, no oil spills. My first world problems
involve
Walgreens.
What do you mean no tornadoes?
Okay, fine. Chicago. What? Chicago is not going to get hit. It's too big of a city.
I did realize we are in quite a situation because we can't really, no natural disasters will hit us.
And we're kind of,
maybe flooding. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm on the second floor and you're in an apartment too. Like, what's
the big
deal?
Always just a, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's never whatever. Like torrential horrible. We're in canoes going down the street.
I think it's harder. Even there's no monsoons. There's no blizzard. The blizzards here are nothing compared to
they're nothing ridiculous.
2 hours north of here.
You can always walk into a building and
And blizzards in Chicago are kind of fun.
Yeah.
If you're not trying to get somewhere at a certain time. They're a lot of fun.
But then
come
people
back blizzards.
Forgive you because they're like, oh, it's snowing.
It's jovial. Cabs skid out and everyone cheers when they die. It's a good time. Well, I hate cabs right now.
All
right. Oh, come on. That's stating the obvious, though.
Well, I think that's always. You kind of just have to accept it.
Oh, that's not fair. I shouldn't say I hate cabbies. I think it's 50-50.
All right.
I've had a lot of great cab drivers. But... it's kind of the ones you only remember those spread and ready cab drivers, you know? Those
it's,
the ones you
remember. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah, that was my callback. My spread and ready cab drivers.
Like Miracle Whip?
Like Miracle Whip. Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're going to do a tighter show. Oh, yeah, we didn't mention this. We're going to have a producer for the live show.
Yay.
Yeah. And as you've listened to this thus far, you can tell we need a producer desperately.
We need someone to not censor, but...
Absolutely not.
What is it called?
Tighten the screws.
There's a word for it.
Polish it. Not yeah. Sense. Just format it, kind of. I don't know.
Whatever.
We're gonna do the same type of. We're gonna do the same stuff, but better.
Which I'm also wondering, how's she gonna tame us?
Is
she gonna throw rocks at us when it's time for us to stop?
Well, it's a woman, so I can't. I'm not gonna hit her. No, that I've never
Maybe
hit a
sign.
Man though. Literally to sign.
Like a sign that she'll stick up.
No, I was just thinking if you and I revolt against the producer.
Then we go, fuck you.
Yeah, then we'll
this
just.
Is great.
Then we'll just fire her because it's our show. Let's be honest. What the hell?
Although I think she would. She knows.
Yeah,
she knows
she'll
when
know.
To cut
she
it.
Knows she'll get fired. It's totally fine.
Oh, no. I was thinking she knows when to cut it.
I know.
At
I
the right
like,
time.
Oh, fucking cut it out. What's that guy's Dave Coulier?
Dave Coulier. Really?
Yeah.
You're bringing up visual.
Yeah, but everyone
stuff.
Know everyone's got it in their head.
His
they
freaking
have,
visual.
They have cut it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, his freaking visual. What is it?
Visual comedy?
Slogan. Or
Yeah, cut it out.
It was his, you
cut
know,
it
his
out.
Thing.
Man.
God.
Yep. Let's trace that back to Sandra Bullock real quick. Dave Coulier was fucking Alanis Morissette during the You Ought to Know era. She was 19. He was at this time 42. She ended up...
You know, how old is he now then? He'd have to...
He's like 52.
He's be old.
He's old. He's dead. He's like a... He's a mummy he's of a man. He's dead.
Did you see him on The Surreal Life?
No, I didn't. Actually, I did. Yeah, he was... This is like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
We're up to date on the current events.
This is what I fear. If I lose my television, I won't be up on current events.
I just assume they're all dead. It's a lot better.
No.
It's a lot more fun to...
I like knowing of all these
he
trashy,
fucks
horrible
Morissette.
Television things.
Ryan Reynolds and Alanis Morissette were engaged. Ryan Reynolds stars...
In The Proposal.
With Sandra Bullock.
Oh!
Here's another way to get to that. Ryan Reynolds is married to Scarlett Johansson, and she and Sandra Bullock
made
just
out
made out.
With her.
Yeah. Yep.
Ooh,
there
which
it is.
I didn't get that.
I don't care. Fuck them both. I don't care. Fuck them in the face. More
so
face
wait, what
fucking.
About her?
That's it. I just wanted
that
to
that.
That
was all I just wanted to
just
do with 5
do
degrees.
Yep.
Not even.
Sandra
three.
Bullock. She's on the hearts and minds of America.
Is
people.
That, do you should put that in the description. And then
the
all these people are going to find Sandra Bullock and just listen to us because they'll think, oh my God, there's something about Sandra in it.
Totally.
And then we'll get more
totally, listeners. Totally.
By deceiving.
Yep.
Deception.
Yep. Fuck Sandra Bullock. Never a fan. I like Love Potion number 9. That was about it.
Yeah.
That was an old movie.
What about Speed? I like
nope.
Speed.
Fuck that.
Right.
Nope, not a fan. And I do like Keanu Reeves. I think he's great in My Own Private Idaho. Figure that one out, world. It's not a Keanu Reeves hatred thing. It's just
I've never seen it.
My Own Private Idaho?
No. Although he's a prostitute, right?
Yeah, him and River Phoenix, Gus Van Sant directed. It's really dark. It's kind of based on some Shakespeare.
Okay.
It's beautiful. Flea's in it, actually.
No.
Ooh, good
he
times.
He always pops up in
He does.
Things.
He does. This show is dedicated to the memory of Flea. We'll miss you. We're going to come back. Dead. Yeah, everyone's dead. We're going to come back.
And Sandra Bullock.
Soonish. Thanks for listening. I feel like we should throw to something. We have nothing to throw to because we're not doing a live show.
You have anything?
That was the last show.
You have a song?
No, I don't want to play the shuffle.
You don't want to hinder it?
I don't want to play the shuffle, which we're screening. We're turning the shuffle into a silent film. We're going to talk about that soon. I'm going to write that down. You know what? Screw it. We're playing Team Band. Here Come the Hawks.
There you go.
There you go. Team Band, Here Come the Hawks. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful evening.